Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to Exodus chapter 23, and we're going to do our best to expound verses 14 through 16, and then we can be seated. Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this awesome day. This is the fourth feast of this year. And this is the feast where you poured out your spirit and the church was birthed 2,000 years ago as Jesus said, go to the upper room, go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise. And so, God, we are recipients of that grace. And so, God, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this afternoon's message, The Feast of Pentecost. The Feast of Pentecost. So are we there at Exodus? Let's read. Three times you shall keep a feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded you. At the time appointed in the month of Abib, for in it you came out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. Next verse, 16. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when you have gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. I want you to focus on this last part of this scripture called the ingathering. For 2,000 years, God has been gathering, hallelujah, the saints of God for 2,000 years. And so you and I are the first fruits of what Jesus told Nicodemus. He said, unless a man be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. He also said that the Spirit, you don't know where it comes from, but when it comes, it'll come upon you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. It'll change you, and you will never be the same. Amen. And one of the things that I can declare and I can proclaim is that when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I was never the same person again. Hallelujah. And many of you are not the same person anymore. Can I get amen? Because it's the Holy Ghost that transforms you. It's the Spirit of God that changes you from the inside out. He gives you a new mind. He gives you a new heart. He gives you a desire to follow him and to honor him. Hallelujah. And to walk in his ways. Can I get amen? And so we need to look at this wonderful festival. And so Pentecost or Shavuot has many names in the Bible. And let's look up here. It's called the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvest, the Latter First Fruits, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Shavuot. Now, our Jewish friends this morning, it's because we're here this afternoon, they were celebrating the Feast of Shavuot. So they take it as far as Moses coming down with the Ten Commandments and bringing the law. So I told Rabbi, oh man, you guys are the original Pentecostals, huh? He didn't catch that. He didn't catch that. So celebrated on the 15th day after the Passover, Shavuot is traditionally a joyous time. And let me correct that. Not 15, but 50 days. So 50 days after Passover. It's called the counting of the Omer. And so let's look at this chart right up here. We've seen this many times. We celebrated a couple of months ago Passover, right? Remember, Jesus died. On Passover, he died on their first festival. There's seven feasts of the Lord, okay? So on Nisan 15, on the biblical calendar, Jesus died. The next day, he was in the tomb, and he was buried on their festival, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, the type and shadow of unleavened is a type of no sin. So when the Old Testament saints, when they ate bread that was unleavened, they didn't have yeast. A yeast is a type of sin. So they would eat that matzah bread that looks like paper, cracker. And so they would eat that during Passover, during unleavened bread. Now, Jesus rose on the third day, called the Feast of First Fruits. He was the first to rise from the dead. You see, a lot of Gentile Christians haven't got a hold of this yet. But praise God, God brought this revelation so we can see. Now we understand that our Jewish friends, all they're doing is practicing. But guess what? The first four feasts have already occurred. The last three are about to be fulfilled. Could it be this year, next year? We don't know. Bible says we don't know the day or the hour. But let's look now on this 50 days after the resurrection. It's called Pentecost. Today on the biblical calendar, it's Sivan 6. And this is when the Holy Ghost was poured out. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. How many are so blessed that Jesus said that, go wait in the upper room. Guess how many people were up there? 120 men and women. And guess who else was up there? Because she needed salvation too. Who? Mary. Jesus' mom was there too. Because she needed the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen? And so, saints, the name Feast of Weeks, was given because God commanded the Jews in Leviticus to count 7 full weeks, beginning on the second day of Passover, and then present offerings of the new grain, just as we did just now. We offered up, amen, our first fruits for Pentecost. Well, this is the same scripture that Sister Tammy read, I believe. And you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath, then you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord. So I need you to understand that we are no longer in the Levitical law. This was a type and a shadow to come. Hallelujah. Why? Because 50 days after Jesus was resurrected, the Holy Ghost was poured out as the first offering from heaven, that Jesus, hallelujah, would be, he'd be going up to heaven, and then the Holy Ghost would come down for the first time. So we are, us, the church, we are the benefactors. We have received the first fruits of the resurrection. Can I get an amen? Man, I'm telling you, when you start studying, you start peeling back onions and finding out that this was a foreshadow and a type to come, you'll understand the Old Testament and the New Testament comes together like a glove. And guess what? For us Gentiles, for us believers in Yeshua and Jesus Christ, God has given us the rest of the story. Hallelujah. Hey, how many of you used to listen to Paul Harvey? Okay, none of you. He was on a radio station back when I was, you know, growing up. And he would always say, and the rest of the story. So our Jewish friends, they haven't seen the rest of the story. But we have. We know what developed back then, and we know what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the New Testament. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. That's why there's a New Testament. The old, praise God, was there for purpose. But we need to focus on the latter first fruits. The latter first fruits. The celebration is also tied to the giving of the Ten Commandments. Okay, so the law had to come. Why did the law have to come? Why did we read back then that on the day of Pentecost or on Shavuot that Moses went up? Remember, we've seen this movie so many times. Okay, well, he came down with the law. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, not all those 10. Okay? And do you know that they're still intact today? But the one thing that we have today is the grace of God, the mercy of God, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. Why? Because if we can't keep one of them, we could sin in our heart, we could kill someone just with anger, and God has to come and wash that and cover it, hallelujah. Thank you, God. But back then, these poor guys had to adhere to it, and if they were caught breaking one of these, man, they were taken to the front of their kibbutz, meaning they're in front of their little city, and they were stoned to death. Aren't you so blessed that God doesn't do this when we have a sinful thought? Wham! I'm done with you. Come on. Jesus had to come and he had to step over the law to show you and I grace. Because try to keep all 10. As soon as you break one, you've broken them all. Now, it doesn't give us a license to sin. I'm not saying that. But what it does, it points our heart to the cross. Oh, God, I need you. I need you every day. I need your mercy and grace. Can I get amen? Amen. And so the law came for purpose. And it came for the latter day times that we live in. Oh, yes. Why? Because God knew thousands of years later on the same festival that he was going to pour out the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. I'm so blessed. See, the latter rain is God's great end time ministry. This concept, as revealed in the Bible, saints, comprises the restitution of the church to its rightful place. The enormous last day revival soon to come and the harvest of souls before the great and terrible day of the Lord. How many believe that there's a great and terrible day coming? Bible tells us in Revelation. Bible tells us in Matthew. Jesus said there's going to come a tribulation like no other time in the history of the world. And so we, as born again believers, man, we need to be prayed up. Can I get an amen? Man, we need to be walking full of faith. And we need to be drawn close to the Lord in the times that we live in. Because right now, all the characters are in place in the Middle East. They're all in place. Russia's there. Turkey's there. China's there. They're all there. And guess what's going to trigger the next big giant world war? When Israel strikes Damascus and destroys them. That's going to trigger the whole thing. So keep your eyes focused on what's happening over there. Everything resonates right there. Hallelujah. Because God said in his word, and if he said it in his word, it's going to come to pass. Can I get amen? But we, here, down here, it's harvest time. We need to be praying for souls that they get saved. Amen? So it is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all flesh promised to us in the last days and the restoration of apostolic prophetic gifts. How many are so blessed to be filled with God's presence and his spirit? Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And that power is to work in the ministry of God. It's not something that we hoard. It's something like Brother G said, we give out. Freely given, we give out. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. It should be a blessing to lay hands and pray and watch God do something miraculous. Amen. Hallelujah. Watch them being raised from the dead spiritually. Someone that's cancer infested, that God will eradicate and deliver them. Hallelujah. This is the power and the apostolic power that we need in the times that we live in. Can I get amen? Amen? Thank you, God. So let's look in the book of Acts here. But Peter, standing up with 11, he raised his voice and said to the men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you today and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose. See, when the Holy Ghost was poured out on the day of Pentecost, there was a giant feast going on in Jerusalem, and they heard the 120 in the upper room, and they are all praying in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And people down there said, man, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. What are these people sipping on? And so Peter said, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day, meaning it was 9 o'clock in the morning. But this was what spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Look at that. And they shall prophesy. And you know what prophesy? I looked a little deeper in that. You know what all that means? Is proclaiming the good news to tell somebody about Jesus, that Jesus died for you. Hallelujah. That God can heal you, that God can raise you up, that God can save your whole household. Hallelujah. That's what you do. You prophesy because the Spirit of God comes upon you. Hallelujah. Now you can boldly proclaim the gospel that it's good news. Can I get an amen? That's what prophesy. It's not being a prophet. Oh, thus saith the Lord God Almighty. No, come on, no. It's proclaiming the gospel. Can I get amen? It's letting people know about Jesus. It's about letting them know who he is. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And look what it says here in verse 19. I shall show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Look at the volcanoes that are taking place right now. Look at it in Hawaii right now. Oh, my gosh. Some people are saying that that whole movement is going to come to the West Coast. Man, I'm telling you, this is the time to pray. Because God said in the last days, you will see those things. What is vapor and smokes and stuff like that? Man, these are volcanoes. Fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into dark. Now, we all used to think these were the blood moons. Uh-uh. When these volcanoes erupt, you won't be able to see the sun. You won't be able to see the moon. Why? Because all the ash fall out. Right now, that area in Hawaii, they can't even see the stars. They all have to have these masks on right now. It's happening before us. This is the time to wake up, church. Can I get amen? Amen. We are in the last days. Oh my gosh, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon in blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. Jesus is coming back. Listen, when he comes back to take the church, he's going to pour out his wrath now. And the Bible says we're not appointed unto wrath. Can I get an amen? Amen. Listen, we're going to go through some tribulation, but the tribulation is not the wrath of God. The wrath of God, you don't want to be here. The wrath of God, people will be underneath his foot and you'll be crushed. Hallelujah, man. The Bible says in Peter that the whole world will melt with fervent heat. Remember the flood that came in Noah's day? It's not going to come a flood no more. It's going to come with heat, with fire. My goodness. And look at this. In the last days, before the coming of the great awesome day of the Lord, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall what? Look how many people. Look, you got saved because we're in the last days. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We're looking at prophecy being fulfilled right now as we speak. Hallelujah. We're here because of what they said 2,000 years ago. My goodness. We're being saved right now. Thank you, God, from the wrath that's coming. Woo, God is, we serve a good God, a mighty God. So let's look at some principles here. Number one. Pentecost serves as a reminder that God grants his Holy Spirit to the first fruits of his spiritual harvest. Woo, yeah, we offered up an offering, amen. I praise God for that. But we are recipients of the first fruits of the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? Come on, you're no longer living like you used to live. You're not talking like you used to talk. You're not dressing like you used to dress. Can I get an amen? God has changed you from the inside out. Now God has given you a spirit to live a sanctified life, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized in Jesus' name. Can I get amen? Amen? Hallelujah. God has given us, hallelujah, in the last days that he promised. And so we need to look at this one more time. Pentecost right now, today is Sivan 6, the Holy Ghost being poured out. Now I need you to focus on the next festival, trumpets. Trumpets. Could it be this year? Could it be next year? Hey, we met some beautiful people on the Feast of Trumpets. Hallelujah. Oh, they're right there. Oh, come on. What was it, 2 years ago? Man, I'm telling you, it was a divine appointment. Thank you, God. But listen, many, many Christian theologians truly believe that when the rapture of the church will take place, you know, the shout from heaven, the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, it's going to be on the Feast of Trumpets because that's when they blow the trumpets. So are you prepared to meet the king? How many of you are prepared to meet the king? Hallelujah. That's right, because he's coming soon. And if he comes this year, praise God. You just need to be ready. You need to have your seat belts on and ready for, boom, takeoff. Can I get amen? The Bible says it'll be quicker than a twinkling of an eye. That means faster than a blink. That's just your pupil moving. You know, if you're to put your eye under a microscope, your pupil moves so fast. You can't see it. I can't see it with the naked eye. That's what twinkling means. It's not a blink. And that's how fast, when Jesus comes, he's going to take us out of here. How many can't wait for that? Come on. And so in the process of revealing his plan of salvation for mankind, God has established his annual holy days around harvest seasons in the Middle East. Hallelujah. And we were blessed to go this year. We were blessed to see the land. Hallelujah. And there's so much prophetic significance. Can I get amen? So saints, just after the people harvested their crops around these three festival seasons, God's holy days show us how he is harvesting people for eternal life for the kingdom of God. There's people getting saved in India right now, China. While they're asleep 10 hours ahead of us, when we go to bed tonight, their day starts, right? And God is pouring out his spirit, and God is saving some right today as we speak. Man, that's the grace of God. And so the holy days, they have meanings that build upon each other. Together, they progressively reveal how God works with humanity. And so, saints, early this year, we saw on Passover, 50 days prior, we taught Passover symbolizing Christ giving himself. Like Brother G said today, it's blessed to give, right? Well, guess what? For God so loved the world that he what? He gave. God's a giver. He's not a taker. Listen, if he wanted to destroy us, he would have never sent his son to die on a cross. He sent his son to die for us because we were helpless. Hello, we needed a savior. How many believe that we needed a savior? Come on, we can't save our own self. None of us could. Man, that's why we needed God to humble himself and to pick up his cross. Hallelujah, and be nailed. And he died and he suffered and he bled for you and I. This is why we rejoice. We rejoice, hallelujah, on what Jesus has done for us. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. So let's take a closer look at the Feast of Harvest. In Exodus 23, and the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of your labors, which you have sown in the field, and the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year, when you have gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field. So guess what? The ingathering is the past 2,000 years. The saints that are being saved. Hallelujah. So when you look around in here. This is what God is doing in your life. He's saving us from destruction. He's saving us from a place that's called hell. Can I get an amen? Listen, if there's anything to be thankful, and maybe things are not going as you thought they were going to go in your life, and maybe you're going through some serious trials and tribulations in your life. Maybe they're financial. Maybe they're spiritual. Maybe they're family. Whatever they may be. We have to understand that he saved us from hell. That alone, I'm going to praise him and glorify him. Because regardless of what we go through here, it's but for a moment. We're here but for a moment. We're just here for just like a blade of grass that grows up and then it withers away. You ever seen steam on a tea kettle? You see the steam and then all of a sudden it dissipates. It's gone. That's how fast our life is here. We're here but for a moment. And so praise God that he saved us from a pit of hell. Can I get an amen? That God has given us eternal life. Thank you, God. So these festivals, to bring it to our understanding, is right here. Look at Numbers. Also, on the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new grain offering to the Lord at your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. Now, for those of you that have the King James Version, that's what it says, convocation. Okay, but to the Jews, they kind of understand this, but we have a clear understanding now. How do we know this? Look at this. The Hebrew root for feast is also moed, meaning appointed times. And the Hebrew word for convocation is mikra, meaning a dress rehearsal. For all these thousand years, they're dress rehearsing. They're dress rehearsing. And guess what? Four of them have already come to pass, and they're still putting on their old garments. They don't have a clue that Jesus came. They don't have a clue that he rose from the dead. They don't have a clue that they can be born again too. Don't fall into a false doctrine that they don't need to be saved. No, they need to be saved like you and I. Can I get amen? Ain't no one escapes. You got to come through the cross. Hallelujah. You got to come through the cross here. Hallelujah. You got to repent of your sins. Hallelujah. Yes, you do. There's no one exempt. Find me someone in the Bible that's exempt. I'll sign over my house to you. You can't. All of us have to come through the cross. Thank you, God. It is the cross that saves us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you so blessed to know that we came through the cross? Yes. So on Shavuot in the Greek, because the New Testament was written in the Greek. Let's look at this. It's Pentecostos in the original, which means 50th. This is where Pentecost came for us, believers. 50 days. 50 means Pentecostos. So we said, man, this is the Feast of Pentecost for us. It came on their holy day. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I told Rabbi today, I go, you were the original Pentecostals. He didn't get that. Yeah, see, because Moses came down with the law on Pentecost. The Holy Ghost was poured out on Pentecost. Man, these are divine appointments. And guess what? Today is that divine appointment. Sivan 6. This is so rare that it falls on a day that we can preach about it and teach about it. It's very unique. And this is why, when we close, we're going to ask those who never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost to prepare your hearts to come to this altar. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Hallelujah. By faith. And so this was a foreshadow, a dress rehearsal of Jesus who sowed and labored in the field. His labor was 3.5 years of ministry. Then he was crucified on the Feast of Passover, buried during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, rose again on the Feast of First Fruits. 50 days later, he pours out his Spirit. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So look at this. The gift of Pentecost was the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God chose the first Pentecost after Jesus' resurrection to pour out his Spirit on 120 believers. Guess what? 120 believers turned into millions and millions 2,000 years later. What? Yeah. They turned the world upside down. Hallelujah. It was there. And a lot of them were martyred for their faith. But they didn't care because they knew, hallelujah, that this earth that they lived on was temporal. They knew that the moment they shut their eyes here on this earth, the moment they open them again, will be in glory with Jesus. Thank you, God. So let's look at this. In Acts 1 and 12, then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olives. How many were there on the Mount of Olives just about 2.5 weeks ago? We were there. Your feet was on the Mount of Olives. Oh, thank you, God. We were there, huh? This is not a fantasy land place. There's a real place called the Mount of Olives. Can I get an amen? Amen. So look at this, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Look at this. Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew. James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. They were all there. And look how many else were there. Look at this. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with what? The women and who?
Mary.
Mary was there too. She needed salvation. Can I get amen? Look at this. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120. So they waited. Jesus says, go to the upper room in Jerusalem and wait for the promise. Thank you, God. Just imagine when the Holy Ghost came in, blew them away. They didn't have any expectation what was going to take place other than there was a promise coming from heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
My goodness. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And they all prayed in one accord. Thank you, God. Aren't you so blessed to know that they prayed in one accord? Now, let's look a little further now. The day came. So they were up there. 50 days had passed. Some of them were probably, man, when is this going to take place? Come on, they were up there by faith, waiting for 50 days. So look at this. Now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Just imagine, man, that's a Holy Ghost party right there. Come on, they had no clue what was going to take place. But the Holy Spirit came in like a what? Rushing, mighty wind. Look at this. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Let me tell you, when God gets a hold of your tongue, man, you just have to let go and let God at that point. That's right. And don't get drawn up and tied up. There's some churches, we'll teach you how to speak in tongues. No, this is not, you don't learn how to do that. God does it all by himself. All by himself. You just got to surrender to him. Let go and let God. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And so this astounding event demonstrated the presence of the Holy Spirit. At first, the people of Jerusalem who witnessed this miraculous phenomenon were astonished, with some attributing to the actions of the Christians to drunkenness. Remember, we just read, man, these guys, man, they're sipping on something. What kind of bourbon is that? What kind of wine are they bibbing on? They're probably going, man, it's Gallo wine, huh? Or MD 2020. It was none of that. They weren't drunk. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you, God. Saints, the Apostle Peter, now filled with the Holy Spirit, boldly explained the event to the crowd as a fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. Look at this. It's in Acts and it's in Joel's. And it shall come to pass in the last days, God said, I will pour out my Spirit upon what? All flesh. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Listen, it's easy to just, you know, say a simple prayer or, you know, yeah. No, man. Sometimes, man, you got to get deep with God. Can I get amen? Amen. Man, you got to just cry out before God. You got to say, oh, God, hallelujah. I want all of you. Hallelujah. I want everything you have for me. Nothing in this world is going to satisfy me unless you fill me with your being, with your spirit, God. Nothing else should matter. Can I get amen? Amen. Nothing else should matter. Because the same spirit, hallelujah, that God gives you is the same spirit that's going to resurrect you from the dead. Hallelujah. It's the same spirit that's going to take you up into heaven with him. It's the same spirit. How many need that power? Hallelujah. It's called Holy Ghost power. Can I get an amen? We need his power. And this is why. It's right in the word. This is why when Peter came down, he had to not just explain what's going on, but he had to tell these Jews that, you know what, it was you guys that put Yeshua on the cross. He brought a conviction on them. You guys wanted Barabbas. They said, give us Barabbas. Who was Barabbas? He was sinful like us. So they wanted Barabbas instead of Jesus. Jesus committed no sin. He was sinless. And these were the same people that were going, Hosanna, Hosanna. And they had the palm branches as he rode in a donkey in Jerusalem. And then days later, crucify him. Crucify him. Man, this lets me know that we can bless God in the morning and curse out somebody at night. And that's what these people did. They didn't want the King of Glory. And so he had to tell them, all of you, and I'm not talking about us, but what Peter told them back then. But it does apply to us. But what did he have to tell them after he told them we're not drunk, but we're filled with the Holy Ghost? He said, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for what? The forgiveness of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Why? For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. This scripture right here will go down into eternity because God already wrote it in heaven. And if there's any promises that God will give to you and I, is that promise. For the promise is unto you. Hallelujah. And guess what? It's by faith. It's repenting. You know what repent means? People think that's a hard word. No, it's a gracious word. Here we are. We're going the course of this world, man, doing our own thing, man. You know, we're just doop-de-doos. And then God calls us and we turn around and make an about face. And now we're following him. All it is an about face. and we turn to Jesus. Can I get amen? Amen. To all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And with many other words, he testified in exhorting, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. How many believe that that hasn't changed in 2,000 years? We're more perverse than back then. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have phones, man, where you just glued on to your phone all day long. Man, I only got 10 likes today. That's the generation we live in. And you could put the evil on your phone now. We're in a perverse and lost generation. Be saved from this perverse generation. And those who gladly received this word were what? Baptized. You see, when you surrender and when you say, man, Lord, it's not me no more. It's all you. You surrender and you give your heart. Hallelujah. And be baptized. And look at this. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. What? Now, here's the contrast. When Moses came down on the Feast of Pentecost, 3,500 years ago, guess how many people died? 3,000 people died because they chose to rebel against Moses and God. Remember when Moses went up for the Ten Commandments? They had a party down there, and they built a golden calf. 40 days he was up there, and that's how fast they forgot about God. This is why we need to be reminded every week about the goodness of God, the grace of God. Why? Because we have memories no different than them. We got to be reminded how good he is, how awesome God is. But guess what? They forgot about Moses, what he did, all the miracles, the parting of the Red Sea, the 10 plagues that set them free. They gave all that up, and they built a calf. And so when Moses came down with the 10 commandments, he said, those of you that are on my side, come with me. Those who want to be with Korah, go with them. And God opened up the earth, and 3,000 fell right in. So look what happened just thousands of years later. The Holy Ghost was poured out, and instead of 3,000 people perishing, 3,000 people got saved. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus walked over the law and says, I'm going to save you by grace. Because you can't save yourself. My goodness. Man, you got to get a hold of this. Get a hold of what's taking place today and what happened thousands of years ago. Look, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. Hallelujah. You know, this afternoon or this evening, there's going to be a wonderful thing taking place. I believe the whole San Diego County may be there today, lifting up this state, because this state needs Jesus. Can I get amen? This state needs Jesus. Let's move on quickly here. Why we need God's Spirit? Because even in the Old Testament, it says, when they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin. That means we've all been indicted by God. Every one of us. We've all been indicted. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. No one gets a pass. We can't pass jail on Monopoly. You don't know what I mean? You get a pass? No, none of us gets a pass. Hallelujah. Look at this. And when he has come, the Holy Ghost had to come. Why did the Holy Ghost come? Not only to fill the believers to spread the gospel, but he came. Look at this. When he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin because they do not believe in me. The Holy Ghost had to come. When you testify to an unbelieving friend and family, you know what they're seeing? They're not seeing you. They're seeing Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is bringing a conviction, not you. The Holy Ghost is there. Why? Because the Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need Jesus. Can I get amen? We need Jesus. Hallelujah. And for time's sake, let's look. Why do we need Jesus? It's right here in Jeremiah. The heart is deceitful above all. Listen, I like how Brother G, I shared this Wednesday night. I like his little slogans he has. You know, there's some people in church, they're faking the funk. They're playing church, and they're not really the church. And so you can play all day long. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And if you're not filled with the Spirit of God, guess what? You're going to be Where did they go? Left behind. Can I get an amen? This is the time to get real with God. Can I get an amen? Listen, it's heated up in the Middle East. One thing has to just take place, and man, you're going to see bombs flying everywhere. The heart is deceitful, above all, desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. And so what's the key? The key for us, I shared this with my sister the other day, because we're not in the Levitical law. We're in the season of grace right now. And here's the key for us, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Can I get amen? Amen. The Holy Ghost is the power to raise us from the dead. To raise us from the dead. Can I get an amen? Amen. Why? Because it says right here, we'll close with this. I have more, but we'll close with this. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed? It's the Holy Ghost that's going to resurrect us, and we will be with Jesus forevermore. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is your down payment. Hallelujah. It's our guarantee. Can I get an amen? All he says is walk with me. Hallelujah. And I'll walk with you. Hallelujah. Just bless my name and I'll bless your whole household. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. How many of you want God to bless your life? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet right now. Hallelujah. Come on. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Right now, the Holy Ghost is saying, come to this altar. We're going to lay hands for those who've never been baptized with the Holy Ghost with fire. Hallelujah. Fire that comes from heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come on, man. I know God has a blessing for you. Thank you, Jesus. I believe on this day, this is a supernatural day. This is a divine appointed day. God wants to pour out his power upon you like no other. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on down to this altar. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to ask the elders to come and we're going to anoint you with oil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your spirit have its way, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We built each other up in faith. Now, God, we're asking you, Lord, to do your thing, God. Lord, that you would pour out, oh God. Hallelujah. We're believing by faith. Hallelujah. That you're able, hallelujah, to pour out your power, your anointing upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the last days that we live in. God, I pray, Lord, hallelujah, for the infilling of the power of God. Hallelujah. God will take away all those devices. Some of you are bound up to certain things in your life right now. God will destroy them. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus will destroy the yokes in your life. Hallelujah. That you could honor him and praise him and worship him and glorify him. Come on. Come on. Come on, people. I know God has a blessing for you. Don't leave without being blessed and prayed for. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God has a mighty plan for you. Hallelujah. He wants to give you, hallelujah, his power, his grace, his anointing. How many want his anointing? Hallelujah. How many want to speak faith into people and watch God resurrect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, get your blessing right now. God is pouring out his blessing right now. Hallelujah. Don't miss this moment right now. Hallelujah. God wants to give you, hallelujah, everything. Hallelujah. Power and of anointing, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't fear God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't fear God. Hallelujah. Run to God. Hallelujah. Don't fear him right now. Run to him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening. Thank you.